Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for another Friday night arts game show party right here on Blog Talk Radio. Call on in. The number is 516-387-1915. We'll take your calls for the next 14 minutes and 20 seconds, and we'll stay on in archive for an additional 15 minutes after that, playing the Dear Abby game today. So we're going to take our callers right after this short break. Don't go away. Arts Game Show Party is here, and it's a good Friday night. And tell them we sent you from the game show party when you get down to Roland Roaster. They're doing the birthday wheel again and outdoor dining for now, so check it out. And celebrating 50 years. I wonder if they're giving out the free pens. We'll find out. Maybe our callers know. Let me get, is this Ron?
Of course it is, Ron. How are you doing?
Ron, would you know if they're giving out the free pens?
You know, I have no idea. As a matter of fact, next month will be my birthday, so I can find out for you next month, see what happens.
You'll run down and get your birthday spin.
Right. That will be the 22nd, so you got about another month or so. About 5 weeks, I guess.
Okay. And Holly, how are you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Very well.
How you doing, Holly?
Hey, hey, Ron.
Good. You know, just lucky I just got back from getting another mask this week. And by the way, you'll see it on our when we do Zoom conferencing meeting, because you know they're giving out sports teams masks already right now outside Bay Parkway. Have you been there? Have you been to Bay Parkway? They give away sports team masks, and I just got. Quite fitting, the New York Mets.
Oh, well, cool. That's my team.
Yeah, so I got that. And they give it up good. They give up that. Just the people out there that got the sports teams. They got the Yankees. They got the Giants. I'm hoping, for the love of God, they have the New York Jets. That's going to be the next good thing about this. So I got the Mets today, and I'm going to pick up one for Allison tomorrow. But it's great because we have a lot of New York Mets fans, even you, and I know... Oh, our man, Phil, he's a Mets fan. So you'll see him during Zoom conferencing tonight anyway.
Yes, Phil is a Mets fan like myself.
Yeah, so check
right.
it out because it's good. So if you want to go down and get one of these, it's so good. It's on the corner of 86th Street and Bay Parkway. There's three vendors out there. They're too good. They got a lot of good stuff out there, by the way, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, there's always good been Mets. Good stuff on those streets on 86th Street. Does anyone know if Kohl's is open?
No, that's the question. I already know Marshall's is open because they have a lot of lines outside, but I don't know anything about Kohl's as of yet anyway. So I'm going to find out
anywhere. It could be in Gateway Square and find out. But I'm going to find out later tonight when I look it up here.
Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing it.
All right. And I want to tell you, our other two people, Audrey's not going to be with us tonight. And I remember Andrea was also not going to be with us tonight. So
yeah, they informed us.
Yeah, so they give us a big hi from them anyway.
But we have Mike with us tonight. Hey, Mike.
How are you? Sorry, I'm late.
I'm well.
How was another week of camp?
Oh, boy, disaster. Our reputation.
Uh-oh.
Jack seems now to feel, and, you know, he's the boss, that game shows have lost steam. He said I'm one of his best workers and devoted, but he wants me to shake up things and evolve next year because game shows appeal to 60-year-olds. So I have to think of a way to evolve while still doing my game shows. Maybe I can, you know, what I tell Jack I'm doing, because I believe he's counting on this year where we really suck the first couple of weeks. Because I wasn't doing what I normally do. So naturally, you know, we did Deal or No Deal and some stuff that wasn't as good as we could normally do in that room. My energy is not there. So, naturally now kids don't want to come. Some of them were like, well, we can't touch anything. And we saw clips of other kids having fun. So, well, yeah, I can see why they don't want to come. And it was kind of like my mistake. I should have kind of thought that out. But, you know, kids don't cut you slack. So, you know, Jack wants to have a talk with me. I'm not going to be fired. But he does wants me to evolve. So, I mean, I can evolve and still keep the things that we know work. But, you know, kind of like pitch things and, you know, to Jack and even implement some things to get the kids that, you know, maybe get them on the younger side by making more of a Wonderama things. You've heard of Wonderama. Oh, yes, your mom was going to be on Wonderama.
Well, of course.
I heard the story. Ron, do you remember Wonderama?
I know it's been evolved for another season, by the way, of Wonderama. And
oh,
of
the
course,
new one,
off,
yes.
Is it still
Ollie, you remember Wonderama?
Oh, yeah. I remember Wonderama.
Yeah, my dad took me and Harold's kids went to see a non-televised version of Wonderama.
Where was it at?
Stern's department store.
Oh.
When Bob McAllister took over.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I left very disgruntled. All the boys got a barbecue, home barbecue, probably a piece of junk. All the girls got an easy bake oven, and I left with nothing.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
Ollie, you were
really?
Way too young, probably. You were probably like 2, because I think I was 7. So, you know, you bring kids into a thing like that, and when they leave empty-handed, they don't have fun. So, yeah, that's the scoop with that. It's almost like, you know, I'm going to have to think up ideas to evolve. But then, you know, fall back to the stuff that I think we can make work under a normal year. So,
sure.
Mike, you know the shtick.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Anyway, it's great to see that.
I did give him my receipts for last year, though, so we'll see when that turns up.
Oh, boy.
But I have,
sure,
yeah, no, Jack, he did compliment me. He's a good guy. He really is.
Yeah, he's a good gentleman because he's been a regular on the show, and then I don't know what's been happening. I haven't heard from him for quite some time anyway.
Oh, we're probably talking about different people. But anyhow, I have to report. I, after camp today, how to put the money in the bank, and stepped into my guy was supined. You know they sometimes supine people.
Oh, yes.
Haven't used that word for a while.
I know.
And I decided, you know, the numbers in New York are really good, and I'm wearing masks. I actually wore several masks for this place. But I said, I'm going to step into Foodway. I was just curious. And you know what?
Is that the new...
I was very... I went in with an attitude.
That's the Fairway
thing? That was what Fairway was.
Okay.
I was very... I have to tell you the honest truth, folks. I was very impressed. You can't tell by the online reviews, and you can't tell by somebody that works at the college posted that she went on Instacart and they didn't have anything really. She was looking at kosher food, which Fairway had, and she said all they had was a jar of gefilte fish. But honestly, they still have. Yeah, Ron, you ever eat gefilte fish?
No. I'm not good at gefilte fish. I know other fish, but not gefilte fish.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a fish. It's more of a dish made from fish.
Oh, codfish.
But,
that's why.
I usually made with whitefish and pike, I think. It's a delicacy at all bar mitzvahs. or at least the Saturday morning bar mitzvahs. But, no, when I went in, I have to tell you, Mike, I was very impressed. Now, the Olive Bar is half gone, but I think there's more of a reason for that than just, you know, half of it is still there. And do you think I was going to touch, you know what I'm saying? I wonder how many people are... Half of the Olive Bar, all of the Fairway stuff, the food section looks exactly the same. The bulk foods that you love so much is still there.
Is it? The nuts and whatnot?
The nuts and everything. There are security guards, though, roaming the store, which Fairway apparently didn't feel the need for.
Not
must
a fan
a key
of that addition.
Must be a key food. Half the Olive Bar is the vats, and half of it is prepackaged, because I want to tell you something. As much as I like picking my own olives and getting a little of this and a little of that, I think what's going on now, the prepackaged is probably doing better.
Oh, of course.
Even though it's there, you know, it's usually like one kind of olive in it, I think. The coffee is still there. They did have kosher meats, the fish, so I was very impressed. It really, if I didn't know better.
Olive oils.
You know, I didn't check that. It probably was there because the coffees and everything were there.
Okay.
Obviously, they're not selling anything under the Fairway brand. I actually should have checked the olive oil because that's almost exclusively the Fairway brand. But basically everything you liked about Fairway, the store looked, if I didn't know they changed the name and I just popped in there, I wouldn't have known it wasn't Fairway anymore.
Oh, wow.
You know, if I didn't look at, I'm sorry?
Well, when it's just on Fairway,
wow.
I remember it could now become Foodway, and I know ordered this or something. I haven't been there yet, but I know they changed a lot. But the question is, while you're at that coffee aisle, was the K-Cups for the coffee still there?
Fairway and now Foodway is more into the fresh ground coffee. And those big bags of beans are still there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I didn't notice K-Cups. Yeah, but you have a Keurig machine at home, Ron?
I have a Keurig.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's the one I just made the, the hazelnut coffee is so good. I always like that kind anyway. They're good.
Yeah.
That's why I always want it.
Hey, we've got 5 seconds to get another caller on, and 2 seconds, 1 second, we're in archive. Okay. Mike, I didn't hear what you said, though. You asked me a question.
No, I didn't. I was just acknowledging what you were saying. I didn't. No question.
Yeah. I was impressed. I really was. I went in thinking, hey, is this just going to be like a key food? And no, they really kept it as much as they could as what looked like a fairway. I was very impressed with that. I wouldn't have. You know what? If I didn't know, I wouldn't have really. If I didn't know and I wasn't really like looking carefully, you know, you see all the fairway brands missing. Everything was there. The changes I noticed would all be COVID related. Everything in the fresh bakery section was all wrapped in plastic. But that makes sense at this point. You know, so.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so, you know, maybe after COVID, we'll have to take a drive there and maybe the Olive Bar. My hunch is they're probably not going to restore the whole thing. I think it may work best to have half of it. When I looked, I said, uh-oh, Mike's not going to like this, prepackaged olives. But then the other side was...
I mean, I would prefer a self-serve.
Yeah, but no, the whole other side was the vats with the big spoons with people breathing in it. At this point, that's almost like a buffet with the common handle spoons. You know,
right,
so I guess they put them there, but, you know.
I know the other side, but I saw a lot of black olives. I know it's been a hard thing that you have it anyway.
Oh, well, a lot of what? Black olives?
Black olives, yeah.
Yeah, they had those. They had the green.
I know the green olives. I know what the pimento olives. I know that already. See, I haven't had olives in quite some time, you know, it's pretty... You know, this one thing, this is one thing I have to throw in before you get to your Abby. I was a kid, and they gave me some good olives. They gave me some good olives. You know, the next day, after having some good olives, I don't have about 4 olives left, and I actually threw up that next day. I said, don't tell me I was throwing up with this olive. But I got back into the olive. I'm doing okay now because it's been a long time. It's not about, God knows how old I was. I was about 9, I guess, way back then, so. Quite a long time to add olives, so.
I always like them. Holly, you kind of acquired a taste for olives, right?
I like the black olives.
You like the black olives? Yeah, they're milder. Okay, we're going to get to our game, but first I'm going to... This is Holly. 1 year ago was Stacy's wedding. Their anniversary is the 21st, I believe, but it would be like this Sunday where we went out there, and it was a lovely wedding, so I hope they're doing well. Stacey and Dennis.
I was thinking about them. It's going to celebrate their first year anniversary.
Yeah, that's the paper anniversary. You're supposed to give them cash. Cash. That's your first anniversary is your paper anniversary.
Like getting airline tickets for the second possible. That's paper.
Would you take a plane these days, Ron?
That was quite a
stretch. I was thinking about getting airline tickets because, you know, if it's their first anniversary, you could go like a second honeymoon right there.
I guess they could. Holly, what did you say?
That was quite a spread that they had at their wedding.
Oh, my. This wedding was crazy. Just when you thought you're done and the cake came out, these two gentlemen were just tossing, like, fire sticks, and we thought it was just, like, entertainment. And they brought in a cart with them, and they opened up doors into another room, and it was, like, desserts. I was like, well, how can you eat all of this? There were waffles. There was ice cream. There was fruit. There was candy. It was over the top. So at the end, there was extra candy. And our friend Dave, his daughter is the one that got married, he said, Art, take stuff because we're paying for this, you know. And all most of that stuff was left over. So John and I go in, and the guy, we said, can we take some candy? He said, yeah, take the whole thing. So John and I picked up each one big bowl of candy and dumped it in a bag. The waiter said, I didn't think you were really going to do it.
Clearly they didn't know you were.
And so the Kurtz Bloomfield family struck again. And Holly, you took home some stuff, didn't you?
I can't remember. I didn't take home candy. I'm not a candy person. I don't think I took home candy. I'm not sure. Maybe I took home some chocolate.
Yeah, because I kept on bringing stuff to the table.
But I don't like sweet kids' candy. I like chocolate. Maybe I took some chocolate.
Yeah, that was a nice sweater. Like, it was like how many courses? Like six. It was a buffet. It was a meal, and that after thing. Wow. Well, you know, he did get a good deal because the place that they originally booked in Staten Island suddenly got bought up. You know, you book a wedding 2 years in advance. It was suddenly bought up by, I think, Asian investors, and they demolished the hall before the wedding. So they gave them the place in Jersey, which was more exclusive, at the same price, and threw in a lot of extras for the inconvenience.
Ah.
You know, so he ended up, he told them he ended up with a good deal.
Not a bad deal.
No. Like, you just couldn't stop eating there. Crazy. It was a nice wedding. So we wish them well. Let's get to our game. Ron, it looks like you were on the top of the list. So you're going to pick between her husband's a cheapskate and son's new look upsets mom.
Well, let's see. I know there's a lot of cheapskates around here, so I'm going to go with cheapskate.
Husband's a cheapskate. Dear Abby, my husband hates to spend money. I cut my own hair and make my own clothes, and I have to account for every nickel. Well, at least not penny. Meanwhile, he has a stack of savings bonds that would choke a cow. How do I get money out of him before Judgment Day? He says he's saving for a rainy day. Signed, 40 years hitched. A, tell him it's raining. B, tell him the umbrella he's built is big enough. C, submit a bill for everything you do around the house each week until he agrees to loosen up. And D, demand your half of the bonds and clear out. This is not living.
This is a crazy question, I will remember. This is a crazy question.
Ron, why do you think
Dear
Abby would say?
Well, I still think it's crazy, but I'll say C.
Submit a bill?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay, and Holly?
I think she's going to say the umbrella is big enough.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting one. It might.
That's what I was going to say also. The umbrella is big enough.
I think she would say something like that. Let's see. And she said A, tell him it's raining, which is similar. Short and sweet.
Loose.
Holly, your turn. You could take Un's new look upsets mom, or her maid of honor will be a man. Maid of honor will be a man. I don't think that's a problem these days, but this game, and Dear Abby, it was written a while ago. Dear Abby, for 10 years, Leon, in quotes, not his real name, has been my best friend. He has seen me through the death of a parent and a bout with cancer. I'm getting married soon. I've selected my bridesmaids, but would like Leon to be my man of honor. My mother feels that I would be in the laughing stock of our town. I say if people want to laugh at a solid friendship, let them. What is your advice? Signed, Kansas Sunflower.
Oh my god.
Dear Sunflower, A, friendship knows no gender. C, some bridegrooms have chosen a best woman instead of a best man. B, you are right not to worry about being the laughingstock of the town, but do you want Leon to be? C, have whom you want in your wedding. It's your wedding. D, why not prevail upon your fiancé to make Leon his best man? All interesting choices. Mike, we'll start with you.
I don't like D, but A and C are sort of the same. I'm going to go with A.
Yeah. Yeah, because it gives a little more body to it. Holly?
Yeah, I'm going to go with C.
C, have who you want in your wedding. And Ron?
I will agree with Holly. I think I will also go with
It's your wedding.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking A is an interesting choice also. You know, I might go with Mike and A because it gives more body than C, you know, about the best, you know, choosing a best woman. It takes a strong relationship, you know, in the woman to say, hey, you know what, this is going to be the best man. It's a friend, you know, and it's a woman. So let's see what – I don't think it's a problem these days, but let's see what Abby said. This would have been about 20 years ago or so. Abby said A. Yep. She agreed with us. Mike, friendship. Knows no gender. Some bridegroom has chosen. Yeah, so she was a little ahead of her time. I think that's always nice.
Although I hope she got divorced just because of her sign-off.
See, the problem with D is you don't tell your fiancé who he's going to have. That's the guy.
Yeah, right. I didn't like that answer at all.
Yeah.
And B put too much pressure on Leon.
Yeah, it kind of did. I don't think he'll be a laugh. He agrees. I don't think he'll be a laughing stock.
Okay, right.
So we have 2 minutes left. We have time for one more because we gave Foodway a nice review. No, and let me tell you something. And I'll tell you, Ron. I was prepared to chew into them. I was prepared to give them like a one-star Yelp review if I walked in there. No, this was back in January. I was already writing my Yelp review in my head. And, they came through. Mike, you'll be impressed.
Wow. I'll take a look at it, if possible.
And Ron will be impressed, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least
the Sun's new look upsets Mom, or... They use office postage meter for personal mail.
The first one.
Okay, and we'll save that other one with the personal mail. That's kind of illegal these days to do that. New look upsets Mom, and the Sun is not who you think it is. My husband's sister kept our 2-year-old son while we went away for the weekend. When we got back, I nearly fainted when I saw him. She had given him a haircut, and he didn't look like the same child. Gone were all of his beautiful curls. My husband said the boy had looked like a girl, and it is high time he had a haircut anyway. But I think what my sister-in-law did was unforgivable. Tell me I'm not crazy to feel this way. Signed, Crushed. Now, one thing I'll say, hair does grow back, but...
Hair grows back, exactly. This woman already annoys me.
Yeah, so we have... Oh, we're running out of time. We have, like, 58 seconds. Let's hurry up. Did you really want people to mistake your son for a girl? You are not crazy.
No,
your sister-in-law had no business to take it upon herself to give your son a haircut, right. But it may be high time for the boy to look like a boy. C, calm down. His beautiful curls will grow back soon. Or D... She's very insensitive to do this. Got 30 seconds,
no,
Mike.
C.
What do you think?
C.
C.
Hair will grow back.
B. The hair will grow back.
C. Hair will grow back.
B. Holly?
I'm going to say D.
B. You're not crazy?
D is...
Ron?
I agree with a D.
B. Okay. And Dear Abby says B. She said, you're not crazy. Sister-in-law shouldn't have taken it upon herself, but Hey, we're out of time. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
On the Game Show Party. Have a good night.
Night.
Good night. Well, they kept us on a little bit, I guess. Oh, no, our episode ended. Hey, you guys still there?
We're still there.
Oh, they're going to cut us very soon. But have
about
a good week, Mike. Seconds. I know you're not joining. You're not going to be joining Ron tonight, right?
I'll be over.
What? Not tonight? You have to get up early.
Yeah, I can. I have an early start.
So we'll catch you next time.
All right.
Ron, I'll catch you in a few.
Ten minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
Good.
Take care. Oh, they give you a little slack now. How nice. All right, folks, take care.